During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley. The Kremlin has dispatched Sergei Lavrov on an official visit to Beijing to meet with Wang Yi. That means the two parties, the No Limits Partnership, are talking to each other. What do they want out of this crisis? I'm told that China enjoys having the U.S. tied down not once but twice in Eurasia. Russia, I start with. What does Russia want from this conflict? They want to draw it out? They want more money? What is the aim?
Well, I mean, Moscow is doing fairly well out of this. The price of oil has gone up somewhat. It's not gone up that much. So the chicken little, the panic in the Western or international oil markets is exaggerated. The price of gasoline is coming down already. So we can only assume that that situation will stabilize and reduce even further going forward. But Russia has gained some considerable revenues from this. But Russia needs to maintain access through Iran to the Arabian Sea and the Indian Ocean. That's been one of the great advantages of its international north-south transport corridor, which starts in St. Petersburg on the Baltic and with access to the Atlantic, going down through Iran to reach over to India. So Russia's really come a long way in winning the great game in Central Asia because of the last few years' worth of activities. China is at a more life-and-death struggle because the example of the collapse of the clerical government in Iran has been a warning to Beijing. And it's interesting to note that Xi Jinping has not really been seen that much. And some of his doubles have been seen. He hasn't left Beijing, which is highly unusual. So he's bunkered down there. We see Wang Yi undertaking a lot of the diplomatic activity. He was in North Korea, warmly rebuilding relationships with the North Korean leader in the last 36 hours, comes back. He meets with the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, which was highly significant, bearing in mind the UAE's position with Saudi Arabia and its relationship with the US. And now, of course, we see Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov going there to meet with Wang Yi. There's not a lot they can be doing. The Chinese were anxious to make sure there's no full collapse of the IRGC in Iran. To do that, they have to get weapons in, and not only that, material, fuels and so on for ballistic missiles. They've been relatively successful in that, but increasingly those supply lines are being cut off. The rail link, Tehran to Beijing rail link has essentially been now chopped in bits, so that's going to make it more and more difficult. And that's necessary to strangle, if you like, that linkage. But the big danger is for the PRC is that the population of the PRC sees uprisings in Iran, just as they saw them in Nepal last year and in Bangladesh shortly before that, and then, of course, Venezuela and possibly Cuba now. So essentially, the Communist Party of China is desperate for a reversal in U.S. prestige so that it can, if you like, come out of its shell and say that it survived this U.S. frontal attack, which they see as not being just against Iran, but being against the PRC as well.
Russia's making money. China is losing access to Iranian oil. That doesn't sound like a stable formula. It sounds like they would want this to end as quickly as possible. Who has the upper hand, Gregory? It's always been presumed China does. We have a minute. Does Russia suddenly have gravity? 1 minute.
Oh, I think I think Russia has always been, in the last 5 years, been a stable partner in the Russo-Chinese situation. They're the ones that are going to remain because they got rid of their communist government. They've got a much more flexible form of government now. And so essentially, Russia has the upper hand. It controls much of the energy and food that China needs. So therefore, yes, Russia has the upper hand. And the United States has the overall upper hand, provided they can stick to the game. And the midterm U.S. elections are the things which are going to disrupt play, not just on the war with Iran, but also in bringing Venezuela to success and Cuba to success. These will be critical elements in determining whether the U.S. is seen as having succeeded in its global strategic dynamic of this year.
Gregory Copley, Defense and Foreign Affairs. We'll go to Caracas next. I'm John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.